Oh, well, hey there, everyone. It's Saturday. Is that a good thing? I think it's a good thing. Even with a couple of days off this past week because of Thanksgiving here in the U.S., I still enjoy Saturday, and it is a cool and gray and cloudy and drizzly Saturday here in Lubbock, America. I hope you're doing well. This is Vikram Baliga, and we're back with one of our last NAPOD POMO episodes of The Plant Prof. So, as I've mentioned a couple of times, I have done this every day in November, which is totally exhausting, but a lot of fun. And I don't know if you can hear those sounds in the background. That's my dog drinking water. She has laid in the same place all day until I started recording. And then she was like, you know what? Let's go in the kitchen and make some noise. Why not? Go away. Go away. She wouldn't even go outside until like 11 a.m. this morning or later, actually. I think she just went outside for the first time today because it's cold and gross and she didn't want to get out of bed. And I don't really blame her. We've done massive amounts of nothing today. But because it's cold and because it's going to keep getting colder, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about protecting your plants in the winter. So if you're in my part of the world, we've already had a couple of pretty hard freezes. I think it got down to like 22, 23 degrees Fahrenheit, which I don't remember exactly where that is in Celsius. I'm sure you can convert if you're international, but it was cold. That's, you know, sub-zero Celsius, probably about -4, I'm going to guess. I'm not sure exactly. It was cold. So most of our warm season plants have already eaten it for the year, turned to mushy, mushy, mush paste. But there are some things you can do in general. If you have some plants that are still outside or that are in containers or whatever that you don't necessarily want to bring in, or maybe they're too big to bring in and you have gotten them through, you know, fall to this point, but it's about to turn cold for you, there are a few things you can do to protect them. The first thing is protect the roots. A lot of people are hesitant for some reason to mulch pots, like to put mulch in their pots. And I don't really understand that. Put mulch in your pots. There's no reason not to do that. It's good for the media, the soil, whatever you have in there. It's good for the plants. Helps retain moisture, helps suppress weeds, keeps the roots warm in the winter and cool in the summer. There's never a reason not to mulch. Now, you don't want like 8 inches of mulch in your pot, but a layer of a couple of inches up at the top will certainly help your plants in the winter. That's also true of your plants that are in the ground. If you've got some that are sensitive to cold and that you need to protect, a 4 to 6 inch mulch layer, that's apparently really hard to say, in the winter will go a long way. And in the summer, when it's things are actively growing, you can pull that back a little bit or spread it out a little bit thinner. But I never like to go below like 2 inches of mulch in my beds. Mulch is a good thing, period. The only thing you don't want to do is build like mulch volcanoes around the base of your trees. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's talk about tree planting tomorrow on Sunday. I think that's a good idea. So maybe on Monday. We'll see. One of those days, we'll talk about tree planting and mulching around new trees, because actually, this is not a bad time of year to plant some new trees. Anyway, so one thing you want to do is add mulch. A mulch layer is always a good thing. You can also cover your plants, and there are lots of options for that. Some people will use just plastic sheeting, old bed sheets, canvas or burlap sheets. You can also buy like heat blankets. They're not really heat blankets, but they're plant blankets. And so you throw them over your plants on the coldest days, depending on what type of plants you have, and it helps insulate them and protect them from the cold. And that's really pretty useful. Whether you're growing cool season vegetable crops, you know, they do well in the winter generally, but at the same time, if it's going to be 15 degrees, they're going to struggle. That's cold for most of our plants. Now, your pansies can take it, your cabbage and kale can take it, but a lot of your cool season veggies, a lot of your cool season plants really will struggle through that. Also, you've got to think about your trees, especially newly planted trees or some that are a little more, I guess, susceptible to the cold. When it gets down below, you know, 20, 15 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll start losing some top parts of the trees in less cold tolerant species. Now, you have a pine tree, if you have an oak, they don't care. They'll do whatever. It really does not matter. But like crepe myrtles can get hit hard by cool weather. Some flowering woody shrubs, pomegranates are a great example, will do fine here in West Texas and south on the South Plains or wherever. But if it gets really, really cold, you'll start to see some freeze damage. You don't necessarily see it till the following season when they start to go through some heat stress and water stress and all that. That's when some of your freeze damage will start to show itself. But in general, yes, they are susceptible to very, very cold temperatures. The other thing that you need that's possible, or I'm sorry, I'm not going to edit this out because I don't edit the show. The other thing that you can do is use old style Christmas lights, old incandescent Christmas lights. Now, these throw a lot of heat, which is why maybe we have moved away from them. They tend to be a little dangerous in some situations, but for your plants outside, they're wonderful. They work great to raise the temperature. So if you get some of the bigger C7 or C9 bulbs, a couple of strings draped around your plants and even covered over, you know, so you can put them around your plants and then you can cover your plants as well. They produce enough heat to really insulate your plants and your pots and everything else. Honestly, you're not trying to raise the temperature 50 degrees, right? You're just trying to raise the local temperature enough to keep them from freezing too hard. For some plants, that's, you know, you just have to go from like 18 degrees to 25 degrees. In some plants, you have to go from like 30 degrees to 32 degrees. So it just kind of depends on what you have. But all of those techniques work pretty well to insulate your plants from the cold. Now, there's some other things. You can put them up against a house. If that house, if like a brick wall on your house, if that faces south, that will absorb heat during the day, reflect it at night. You can use plastic sheeting to build little lean-to greenhouses. You could build a greenhouse or a high tunnel, I guess, or a low tunnel in your backyard. That would help. But, you know, if you have a place where you can bring your plants in on the coldest nights, or even for the whole winter, if you have a way to supply light to them, that's really ideal for your potted plants. But that is certainly not an option for everybody or even most people. So just keep in mind, there's a lot of ways you can raise the temperature around your plants, covering them, adding mulch layers, using straw as a mulch, Christmas lights, space heaters, whatever you've got. Make sure you keep your plants above a critical threshold where they'll freeze and really take a lot of damage, and you can get them through the winter just fine. That's also another plug for knowing your plant materials. Some plants, don't bother covering them. They don't need it. They don't care. Some plants, if you don't, you'll lose them. So know your material, know what you've got, know your options, and you'll be fine through the winter. All right, we'll talk tomorrow about something. I don't know. Bye now.